Omagyanatiminandasya jana jana salakaya taksu samilitan jena tasmai sri gurave nama sri chaitanya manavistam stapitam jena bhutale sayam upakadamayam dadati sapandantikam vansakalpatubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pabhanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama. Let us stay in Vrindavan always and forever. That kirtan was out of this world, clearly, and so many of the devotees on this day have brought us into Vrindavan through the chanting of the holy names. Very inspiring. Srila Prabhupada sometimes called Sankirtan when the devotees would chant together. Sankirtan, a performance of Sankirtan. And that concept, a performance of Sankirtan, I was wondering, why is it a performance? It's not like a drama or anything like that, where everyone is practicing and practicing and practicing, and then the audience is there, and for the pleasure of the audience, the performance goes on. But then, after some careful thought, I understood that Sankirtan is a performance, but it's specifically not for the pleasure of the audience. But the audience will get immersed in an ocean of pleasure if they join the performance, as everyone was joining the performance today, because the performance is for the pleasure of those persons whose names we sing. And then, to think about it a little further, we sing their names, and we sing their names, And what is the value of just saying someone's name again and again and again and again? I mean, because we're saying Krishna's name, and Krishna is, he's there, but he's also hearing our saying of the holy names. And what is the value of the saying of his names again and again from his point of view? And from his point of view, and from our point of view, if we can chant Krishna's names and the names of Srimati Radharani and Krishna Hare Krishna, if we can chant with a sincere calling for them, for what? As Maharaj has said, and as we've heard the devotees chanting in this mood, a calling to them to accept us. To accept us, because for so long we have
turned our back on Krishna, but also we have turned our back. So all it takes for them to accept us is for us to turn around, and that's what the chanting is. It's a turning around to Krishna, and this is the purpose of all of our sadhana. Sadhana means our practices, and Srila Jiva Goswami says our practices, all of them, they are all meant from turning us from Bahyamukh away from Krishna to Krishna. And watching the devotees chant with such calling to Krishna, please accept me as your servant. Please accept me as your servant. I have been wandering birth after birth, and even in this life, my mind is wandering, my body is wandering, seeking some depth of satisfaction. And it has escaped me hundreds of times, thousands of times in this life and other lives. But now,
By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the Sri Advaita Gadardha, Srivas, Arigor, Bhaktavrinda, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he's given us, and the mercy of so many servants, followers of Prabhupada, he's given us the holy name with one request: just take it. Take it and call out. Call out. And what is the significance? What is the service in just chanting? It is offering the tongue, the ear and the heart, calling out, "Oh Krishna, now please accept me, please engage me as your servant." And I was watching and hearing the devotees chanting with that mood, and it's so inspiring. It is so inspiring, and that was Prabhupada's secret, how he inspired so many people to this day, practically speaking, to give their whole lives, their part of their lives, their future lives in his service, because he was so attractive. He was so appealing. He is so appealing to this day because of the depth of his chanting, which meant the depth of his giving himself, the depth of his surrender. I had an experience in 1976. I had the fortune of traveling with Srila Prabhupada and even sitting next to him on the plane. No, I didn't sit next to him on the plane then, but another time I did. But being with him for several weeks, one's initial fear of his, he was so powerful that in his presence there was a tendency to be nervous. But after being with him for several weeks, one relaxed in his presence, and it was so sweet. It was so attractive. And one wanted naturally to give oneself to him because one wanted to be part of what he had. So after being with him for several weeks, I didn't know it was going to be the last time I would see him in this world. And I left his association. And myself, Jagtini, and Dottaji, Lalita, Manjari now. And we went to Los Angeles and then went to Dallas. And then in Dallas, for the first time, I was asked to do some deity worship. So on an official altar that where Prabhupada had installed the deities. Does anyone know the names of the deities in Dallas? Rala Kal Chanji. And the second I walked on the altar, I stepped onto the altar, the first time I was actually on an altar with big installed Radha Krishna deities, instantaneously, without any thought prior to it of what it was going to be like, I recognized the exact same feeling of being with Radha and Krishna. Was the exact same feeling of being with Srila Prabhupada. The sweetness, the fragrance, the atmosphere. It was just like being with Prabhupada, and that was how Prabhupada attracted everyone, is because he was carrying Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. In the deepest of ways, in the ways of fully wanting to serve and wanting nothing other than to serve and being tested 100 times, 1,000 times in what life, I don't know, but then serving, being accepted, and so confidential a servant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose him to fulfill the prophecy of spreading Krishna's names, the names of Mahaprabhu throughout the world in every town and village. So how intimate, how trusted such a soul
is, that he was chosen. And what is the qualification of being so trusted? Is just to be so trusted that I'm a servant. This is who I am. To the core of my heart, I'm a servant. And I am not interested in taking something for me in exchange for my service. And this is the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. It's all for Krishna. It's natural, it's spontaneous, and the reciprocation is being with Krishna in Vrindavan and being enveloped, so to speak, in the Ladini Shakti, the potency which is Srimati Radharani, serving as an individual, of course, but being a part of that. This serving energy that is Vrindavan, which the essential part is ananda or bliss. So I feel somewhat silly saying this, because after listening to the devotees chant and watching them as they're chanting today, but this is our offering, our chanting. And we can offer our tongues, we can offer our ears, and that's so wonderful. And we can also offer our minds, being absorbed. And we can also offer our full self. And that is what I saw the devotees chanting in that mood. Krishna, Krishna, please, please, please. This is the satisfaction I have been longing for, to be your servant, to be yours. To be yours. So please accept me. I don't want to. I have a tendency, okay, but I don't want to keep my back turned towards you. Okay. we're by the feet. That's okay. So please continue the chanting in that mood that I've been hearing today. Been fortunately hearing today. And let us, we're getting near the end, and I'm sure it will still come up higher soon. But let us offer ourselves at this time completely.